The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Lucky Episode 13 of Ms. and Mrs. And, well, this was a lot of jokes, a lot of resistance bands, and a lot of ass slaps.
Butt exercises.
Butt exercises, compliments about butts, and yeah, that's kind of what this was. I mean, once again, we see that Miz and Maurice do not take themselves seriously at all.
Mm-mm.
And Marjo is just Marjo.
She's still the best thing on television.
So, what was really interesting to me, and this is a comparison, and I'm not trying to bash anybody, I'm certainly not, but after watching Total Bellas and watching this show, we've kind of seen Maurice and we've seen Brie go through a very similar journey in the sense that they both had babies and they both came back to the ring after having children. And Brie was always very self-conscious about it and was very proud of flaunting her momness as it was, and the fact that she is a mother and she's out there and she's wrestling. And Maurice is very proud of that too, but what's interesting is Maurice is much more secure in her body.
Oh, without question.
And how she looks and everything like that. And the fact that she is 5 months out from having Monroe and she's in really good shape in general, but in really good shape for being 5 months out from having a baby. She still has a little bit of a bump, but it's nothing to be ashamed of at all. And we kind of start out with Maurice at the building. We're building to Hell in a Cell with the match with Brian and Brie. And we see Maurice working out to try and get herself into not only ring shape, but also general shape as well. So she looks the best that she can for this pay-per-view. So it's important to her. It matters to her. I'm certainly not saying it doesn't, but she doesn't have the same self-consciousness that Brie has.
She doesn't have the same body issues that in your head that Brie has. Brie's more in her head than actually physically that she had to overcome. Maurice is like, all right, this is who I am. This is what we're going to do. And you go from there.
Yeah. There's not as much emotion in it as Brie. And I'm sure it's there. Like, I'm sure Maurice is somewhat self-conscious about how she looks and everything like that, but she doesn't let that part of herself ever show. You don't really see that. And also, this isn't really that type of show. This show is much more lighthearted. It's much more fun, whereas Total Bellas is a little bit more on the dramatic side. But anyway, we see Maurice. She's out there. She's doing exercises. She's doing squats. And she talks about how it's been really hard for her being on the road, being home and taking care of Monroe and really trying to get herself back in shape. She doesn't have time to really work out because she's running the house. She's taking care of her daughter. She's going on the road with her husband. She's living her life. She's leading a busy schedule. So it's been difficult for her to find that time to work out, but we see shots of her doing it. Like, she's holding Monroe and she's doing lunges around the house, or, you know, she's pulling Monroe with resistance bands and Monroe's in like a little roller walker, whatever you call those things.
Yeah, which is awesome. It's like, oh my god, she's finding creative ways to work out. It's like that you're spending quality time with your child and working out. A twofer right there.
I mean, it's amazing. I loved every second of it, that she's basically showing that it's like, you know, they were making fun of the hashtag earlier, find time, and that's exactly what she's doing it, but she's doing it in her own way, and she's making it her own, and there's not a lot of, hey, I figured this thing out. It's just like, yep, did the thing.
Got it.
And moved on with it. So that's really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But Miz comes along and he asks her what she's doing, and she says, I'm working out, and he's messing with the resistance bands that she's got there, and they're the big thick green ones, so they're the hardcore resistance bands. And he's like, wow, these are really, really stiff. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, well, let me show you a butt exercise that you can do with these, right? So he grabs the resistance band, and only guys can get away with this, takes it up between his legs, and then proceeds to pull it up between his legs while he thrusts his hip forward. So I shit you not, it looked like he was jerking off in a very slow fashion with these bands. That's exactly what it looked like he was doing.
I mean, probably.
I'm sorry, but that's what it looked like to me. So he shows her the exercises and he talks about how good is, you know, it makes his butt look, and she's slapping his butt and pinching it, and he's encouraging her and they're carrying on, and then she tries it and she's like, whoa. And he's like, yeah, it takes a lot to actually do that. But, you know, she starts to do the exercises and he's like, you're looking good, babe. You're looking great. And he walks off. He's like, God, my butt feels great. It feels jacked.
He's a very slappable butt.
He's a very slappable butt, and Maurice likes to slap it. But anyway, we're at home, or we go back home, and Marjo doesn't clog up the toilet, but probably clogged up the toilet.
Someone did, but it wasn't her, but probably was her.
And she's trying to unclog the toilet with a plunger, and it's unsuccessful. And so Miz films her essentially trying to unclog it, and then he gets chased outside.
Yep.
And this kind of starts the whole practical joke thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so then we're in Cleveland, and Miz says that he's going to throw out the first pitch for the Indians.
Which is really cool.
Which is super cool. Like, it's a huge honor, especially for him, because he's from Cleveland. It's his hometown team, so I'm sure it's very exciting for him. He's got a whole little custom Monroe jersey that he's going to wear. And, you know, he's just really generally excited, and he wants to practice his first pitch. Like, he wants to, you know, make sure he does it properly. And so he's with his dad, and they set up this baseball net.
It's a pitching net.
Pitching net, thank you. I don't know what this thing is called. I didn't play baseball when I was little. And so he starts to practice his pitches.
Just for the record, they didn't have that when I was little. Anyway, continue.
It's kind of cool. It's a gigantic net with a hole, like a big square with a hole.
Yeah,
and
it's a strike thing. The square is the strike zone.
Yeah, I figured that. Like, I do know that about baseball. But yeah, it's just like, that's kind of cool for pitchers to practice throwing strikes and pulse. That's neat.
When you don't, it's when you don't have a real catcher in there. It's like, okay, here we go. Continue.
It's the one person baseball net.
Hey, when you're a pitcher and you're growing up and you don't have a catcher at home, and it's 9 o'clock at night and you're on the backyard, that's how you do it.
I mean, that's how you roll. I don't have any problems with it.
Anyway, tangent. Move back onto the topic.
Anyway, tangent. Back on the topic. So Miz is practicing and his dad is there with him and he's giving him quote unquote tips. But, you know, it's like, you're not throwing it right. You're doing this. You're doing that. You know, da 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 da. And Miz is like, you're always criticizing me. You did this. You did this when I was a little. Like, I'm having flashbacks to first grade. He's like, and his dad's like, yeah, because you sucked. Thanks, George. Way to encourage your son. So Miz is like, you know what, you want to see, he's like, I'm actually a really good pitcher, like, I'm a really competent pitcher, you want to see a curveball? I'll show you a goddamn curveball. And he throws the ball and he breaks the window.
You know, like you do.
Like you do. I'm like, aww. So meanwhile, we're back in Austin, and Maurice is taking a picture with Monroe, and they use the dog filter on Snapchat, and it turns out super cute, and Maurice is going to post it to Instagram. And Marjo had a little bit of a problem with Monroe having, or not, she didn't have a little bit of a problem, but some people have a problem with Monroe having an Instagram, and it's like, you know what? It's controlled by Maurice. She posts what she wants to post out there.
Right. And the more the problem was, because Marjo did have a problem, that Monroe has more
followers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that was the major problem.
But other people have an issue with it too. And Maurice is like, you know what? I don't really care what people think. Because again, it's her child, and she and Miz are doing this with full awareness that that's what's going on. Maurice is not posting anything inappropriate. She's controlling the content. And ultimately, Monroe is her child, so it doesn't really matter what you think. I don't know.
It doesn't. It really, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. I mean, so, and if Monroe objects to it when she's older and she's old enough to, then I'm sure Maurice would stop.
And then there's a delete button, and then boom, done.
Yeah, and then it's gone. So there you go. So, but anyway, yeah, that's Marjo's problem, is that, you know, Monroe has more followers than her. And basically, Maurice agrees to help her mother get cute photos for the Instagrams. Because, you know, Maurice is trying to give her some tips, because Marjo does ask for help. She's like, what do I do? Because Maurice is like, well, the pictures that you post, they're not cute, right? They're like you at a door, or you at a restaurant. We need to post more fun, cute pictures of you. And she uses Dolph Ziggler as an example.
Of course. Why not use Dolph Ziggler?
Which, of course, sends her mother onto Dolph's Instagram. And her mother starts liking stuff from like 6 months ago on Dolph's Instagram. And Maurice is like, you can't do that. It looks like you're stalking his page. And Marjo's like, eh, whatever. She doesn't care.
Right.
So this leads to Dolph and Miz at the show. And Dolph, you know, basically tells Miz, hey, your mother-in-law is liking stuff on my Instagram page. And so he's like, no, that's not true. And Dolph's like, no, and you know, it's true. And Miz is like, oh God. And I think by this point they had done the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they took all these like swimsuit shots of Marjo, and she's out by the pool, and Maurice does her makeup, and she's all cute, and she's smiling, and she's having fun. And so Dolph shows Miz the pictures, and Miz is like, I have to burn out my eyeballs now. Because I can't unsee that. But anyway, Dolph goes on to Marjo's page and he starts liking the photos, right?
And Miz is like, please don't like her photos, please.
Please don't like her photos. But it also worked because she got a ton of likes and she got a ton of followers. So I'm sure that made her really, really, really happy. And then we get the coup de grace on this one. So Dolph shows Miz a video of Marjo impersonating Miz to the point that she's like in his gear. She's got like one of his rain jackets and the bandana and the glasses. She's got the music. She's doing the whole entrance. And Miz is just like, oh, crap. But it was so cute.
It was great. I love it.
It was adorable. It's like, oh my God, that's amazing. I love Marjo. I love her so much.
But it gets better.
Oh, it gets so better. It gets so, so, so better. So we cut to Cleveland and Miz's first pitch, and Miz and his friends are going to the field. His dad's with them. They're all giving him crap as they're on the way to the game. He's in his custom little jersey that says Monroe. And then they stop outside and Miz's dad looks at him and says he's proud of him and he loves him. And Miz freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, in my entire life, my father has never looked at me and said that he loved me or that he was proud of me. Never. So he's like, pressure. Then we get to the field, Miz is on the field, and he throws a pitch, and it's a relatively successful pitch. It wasn't directly off the plate, it kind of curves a little bit, or shifts over to the right,
it was a smidge. It wasn't a strike, it was a ball, but it went over the plate. It was inside, it was a little inside.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't a strike, certainly wasn't a strike, but he got it over the plate, you know, with ease.
It wasn't as we will get to later. I'll explain more later. Just keep going.
Yeah, so Miz thinks it was successful. He's bragging about it. He's happy about it. Meanwhile, Monroe and Marjo and Maurice are all sitting there watching the pitch, and Marjo starts making fun about it, saying that it wasn't straight, it wasn't that good, and she could do better, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And this leads, because Maurice is all proud of her husband, and then Marjo starts giving him crap, and Maurice is like, oh, okay. So Marjo essentially makes a video making fun of Miz's pitch and mocking it while screaming Baba Booey.
Okay. So the reason she screams Baba Booey is because Gary Delabate, Baba Booey from Howard Stern, threw out to the first pitch and completely, well, did not even come close. So
he hit them with the hind.
No. The Baba Booey thing was he missed. Miz said he hit him with the hind, which is another Howard Stern reference.
Yeah.
Thinking he did well, he hit him with the hind. He's good. Baba Booey was not a thing. References.
Yeah.
Just references. You could tell he's a Stern fan just based on that. Anyway, continue.
So basically everybody's commenting on the video. Everybody's liking the video. She gets like a whole bunch of likes really, really quickly. And Miz is genuinely upset. Because he was very proud of this, and there's Maurice mocking, or I shouldn't say Maurice, but there's Marjo mocking it, Maurice filmed it, and he asked them to take it down. Like, he wants the post taken down, because it's making fun of him, he sees it as a little bit hurtful, and essentially they refuse to do it. Like, Marjo refuses to do it, to take it down. And so he's like, alright, fine. So he basically takes Monroe, and he sort of storms off. And we go back to Maurice trying to get into ring shape. She's still training for Hell in a Cell. And so we see Maurice and the two moms doing an 80s workout in 80s style workout clothes. Maurice has this adorable little suit on. You know, Mike's mom is all dressed up to the 80s. So is Marjo. And they're doing the whole, I almost want to feel like that's like one of the, like, steel workouts of steel videos. I'm not sure. But anyway, Miz's mom is, like, obsessed with the 80s, loves the 80s, anything 80s. So they're doing one of those workout videos from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And having a good time. And it's their way of relaxing together and having fun. And they get to work out. And it entertains Monroe. And it's just a nice way for them to spend time together while not taking this too seriously.
And then Miz jumps in and does the same workout. It was great.
In the same workout outfit as Maurice.
It was perfect.
And we see them doing the moves. They basically do the wheelbarrow move where she's doing the push-ups and he's holding her legs. And we get a whole little montage as they're preparing for Hell in a Cell. Because that was his whole excuse for interrupting. He's like, babe, we got to train for Hell in a Cell. And then we get to this 80s workout montage and it was amazing. It's like, bless. Just bless.
Then we learn something about Marjo's Instagram.
Yeah, so later that night, or later on, Ms. and Maurice go to visit Marjo and her little casita, and we come to find out that Dolph Ziggler has slid into Marjo's DMs, and they're talking. To which I say this, Marjo, get it! Get it? Because she's like, he's a very nice man, and Ms. is like, I know he's a very nice man. Stay away from him!
Stay away from Dolph. And then we take an opposite thing. We get beauty tips with the Miz.
Okay, I really love the hell out of this. And I know he'd probably get made fun of like crazy because everybody's like, oh my god, he's not a man. It's like, no, this is a self-care thing, all right? Dude is grooming himself. Dude is taking care of his skin. He's taking care of his appearance. I cannot complain about this. So basically, his tip, which I didn't realize you could do this, so I may have to actually try this, is you take hemorrhoid cream if you're tired, right? So if you don't get a lot of sleep, or you haven't been sleeping well or whatever, and your eyes get all puffy because your face does. It puffs and you get circles and everything in your eyes when you don't sleep, is to take hemorrhoid cream and you sprinkle it on your eyes, on the inner parts of your eyes, and then you take a hydrating mask. And you put on the hydrating mask, and that helps to reduce the puffiness and make your skin look better. And then he's like, plus it just makes your skin feel really, really good. So we see Miz doing the routine, and, you know, he's laying on the couch with Pumpkin. He's got cucumbers on his eyes. And then Marjo walks up and snaps a picture of Miz with the face mask on.
And he's like, don't you post it. Don't you post it. Don't you post it. Don't you post it.
Yeah, and he's chasing her around the house in the mask. And Maurice at one point walks in and she's like, what the hell? And Miz is like, she took a picture of me like this. And she's like, oh, and she covers the baby's eyes. Because he's still standing there in the full face mask, you mm-hmm. know, because you don't interrupt the routine for the sake of this.
Nope.
And you don't want to scare the baby.
Nope.
So then we got to Hell in a Cell, and we see Maurice talking about how important it is to her, how hard she's worked, because, and we see her doubts, because she admits, it's like, I'm in shape, but I'm not in ring shape. It's two very different things.
Yeah.
And so she is concerned, she wants to do a good job, she doesn't want to make, you know, she doesn't want anybody to get hurt, but she's not concerned to the point that it's in her head, she has minor concerns. It's like, I know I look good. I know I can do this. It's just, do I have the cardio to do this, basically?
But to her good, it's 5 months after giving birth, and she did awesome in the match. Was she the best? No, but for 5 months out, she did really well.
She is the, like, in terms of other women having babies and coming back in WWE, she's the one that did it the fastest. Like, normally, when you have a baby, you go out, you're out generally a little bit over a year
mm-hmm.
in terms of coming back, sometimes a little bit longer depending on how long it takes. Like, it took Brie a little bit longer because she had a cesarean and all that business down there has to heal when they cut you open. Maurice
had the same thing, didn't she?
She didn't have a cesarean. I thought she had it natural.
No, because of her back, they didn't.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She did have the cesarean. But hers, I think, was planned.
Yeah, hers was definitely planned.
Bree's was not. Bree had an emergency cesarean to take Birdie out. So that could have been a little bit different procedure. They may not have been as neat about it as what they do when it's just planned, because it's not, you don't have all the drama with it. They just kind of go in, do it, pop the baby out, and you're done. Bree's was much more involved than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Reese is back after 5 months.
Right, and she only did the one match, so, you know, anyway.
Yeah, and that's all she ever intended to do, because, again, of her back, she can't do a whole lot, but she did come back at least once to wrestle Miz to show her daughter that, hey, this was me 5 months after having you,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Like, she wants to go on later and show Monroe, I did this.
Yeah.
You know, so later on, it's like, you know, maybe Monroe sees her, and it's like, well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? It's like, no, I did this. Here, let me show you this kind of thing as a way to sort of inspire her daughter and do it for herself. Like, it was more motivating for herself.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. And then we go home, where we get the finale, as it were, of the pranking. So Miz is setting up a scare for Marjo. Now, I want you to think back a couple episodes. when they were doing the online shopping fiascos and Miz had to go out and buy stuff and he had to go to Costco. And well, what does Miz buy? Miz buys this giant animatronic butler, right? For Halloween. Mm-hmm. We think we're never going to see that thing again. Oh no. No, 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 no. There he is in the garage setting this thing up. He's doing the creepy voices and he gets it all together. He gets it plugged in and he figures out it can speak French, which is just makes it even better. So Maurice walks out and she's like, what are you doing? And he basically explains what he's going to do, which is they're going to put this thing in Marjo's bedroom while she's asleep. They're going to turn it on. They're going to scare the crap out of her. And that's going to be that. And they're going to film it as a way to sort of get back at her. So Maurice is like, I don't think this is going to go the way that you want to go, but yeah, sure, let's do it. And they end up doing that. They take the thing in the room, they set it up, you know, Miz triggers it, and Marjo freaks out. She wakes up, she runs, they chase after her with the camera. They're laughing. Miz and Maurice are laughing. Marjo is not laughing. They're like, oh my god, I've never seen her run that fast. Da 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 da. And they come around the corner, and there's Marjo. Damn. And she's on the ground.
And everyone's in a panic.
Yeah. And the laughter quickly turns to concern. It looks like she's collapsed. Everybody's freaking out a little bit because they're like, Marjo, mom, you know, they're trying to get her up. And, you know, the camera crew starts ducking around the corner like, oh my God, did she collapse? Did something happen? And then Marjo pops up and she starts laughing. And she's like, fooled you. And Maurice starts laughing. And he's like, Miz is like, wait, you told her you were in on this? And Maurice is like,
yeah.
Duh. She's like, it's more funny that way. And he's not happy.
No, he's not happy at all.
He's like, that wasn't funny. That wasn't, you know, that wasn't a good idea. And you know, so, you know, that wasn't in jest. That wasn't funny. So he doesn't find it hilarious, but the girls do.
And that's how the show ends.
And that's how the show ends, where he just kind of has to sort of like suck it up and deal with it. But it's like, you don't come between a mom and her daughter. Like, you just don't do that. Like, of course she's going to tell her.
Right. Just how it be sometimes.
I mean, I'm sorry. If I did that to my mother, she would beat my ass. That's just it.
Just the way it is.
Like, she would just like absolutely just like walk up and smack me and that would be it. Like, I wouldn't even dare to do that to my mother. It's like if that would be a you're on your own situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got a camera crew with you. You're on your own. Godspeed. I'll see you on the other side. I'll be upstairs with the baby. Like, that would be how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a really, really entertaining episode. Again, Marjo is the best. I love her.
Yeah, she is.
And if you don't follow her on Instagram, follow her on Instagram. She doesn't post a whole lot, but what she does post is really fun. So everybody give Marjo a follow.
There you go.
And Monroe.
And Monroe.
And Miz and Maurice, if you don't already follow them. But definitely Marjo for sure.
There you go. Make sure you follow us at Rack Radio Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Twitch.tv/WTR Live. And it's CreatorCodeRockTalking4Night. I'm Shab.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 14. Till then, bye!